Welcome to Viral Mindfulness, the podcast. Hi, can you hear the difference in my new microphone? I'd like to teach the world to sing in perfect harmony. I'd like to buy the world some cashmere kisses to cheer you up this spring. I have a new microphone and I have something juicy to share with you. It's time to hop over to that cozy spot, grab a cup of tea, because I'm here, Alexander Bluefeather. Happy New Year! It's spring! It's my new year! Oh, things are feeling different. So let's talk about it. Welcome to a new episode. Today's episode is sponsored by my guided meditation starter kit. Before I tell you about what you can get instant access to right now, I want to tell you a story, which is last week I had the most sit down time myself guided meditation solo sessions for about 20 minutes. That's the time I work with my timer, 20 minutes, in quite some time this winter. And it felt really good. It felt like I was home. It felt like I was engaging again in something that was familiar to me. It's never easy for me. I've been meditating over 20 years and it always is uncomfortable. And in that sitting down and quiet time, I started to notice that there was a sustainable feeling that is part of this overarching intervention in my life that's related to meditation for sure. So Natalie Goldberg, my writing teacher, she shares these words. She says, it's sometimes I can sit every day and have no opening at all in meditation, but I am so much richer for having sat. The world opened to me anyway, just not the way I thought. It did not fulfill my idea, but maybe it fulfilled my life. Think of that, pretty exquisite. So maybe it doesn't fulfill your 5 minutes or your one session or this week's, but maybe it's part of something that fulfills a life view, you know, part of a larger scale of your life. I feel like consistently meditation teaches so generously and offers me so much. So, back to my guided meditation starter kit. You got to know about this. You can head over to my website at viralmindfulness.com/meditate, and it will take you there. But this is the ultimate guided meditation starter kit. It's an affordable must-have mindfulness resource for the beginning meditator and those who practice, those with courage to begin again and trust a fresh field guide. Yeah, that's me, Alexander Bluefeather. So in the starter kit, you'll learn a simple strategy in the introduction to reframe the voice inside your head. The one that's like, am I doing this right? Wait, no, my brain is broken. There must be something wrong with my brain. What exactly am I supposed to be doing? Well, you know, buy my guided meditation starter kit. With it, you'll get instant access to the following items. You get one introduction video, one love letter of mindfulness with suggestions for practice, an inversion to reframe how you're looking at it. 4 video teachings. They are video teachings up to 10 minutes each one. There are 22 guided meditations. Did you hear that? 22. Like, for example, feeling into relaxation or sitting with difficult emotions. Ooh, what about dropping into desert stillness, the sounds of Joshua Tree? An equanimity meditation. In addition to 22 guided meditations, there are 7 5-minute creek, river, waterfall meditations. No talking, just the sound of water. Fluid, flexible, moving. I love the water meditations. I hand record these out in the field on location. It's the perfect moment to energize your meditation practice. Sometimes all you need is a new guide with a different perspective. Let me be your muse and accountability to your meditation mindfulness practice. Head over to viralmindfulness.com/meditate and get started now. Soul Sibling, it's March 25th. Today is my official New Year's Day. I've decided to make New Year's Day March 25th every year. I'll go through the equinox, have a few days to settle in. So you're here with me, and something really exciting happened today. It's been in the works for a couple weeks, and it's the most important of all the things. So I wanted you to be the first to know about it. So here's a clue. An audio clue. Oh, yeah. So, text messages. So, a couple weeks ago, Harvey Rose Cates, my goddess daughter, who is going to be 5 years and 5 months on April 5th, they set up her iPad so that she could start receiving or calling, have a couple people, and I'm on their to call list. And then today was the first day we made contact via text message. So I had already had a text message sent to her device with a really cool mashup video of her and I with some music. And so we were on the phone, on normal phone, FaceTiming over the weekend. And her papa was like, hey, let's set up a text. Send her a text so I can show her. So we did that. She was able to watch the video. And then today, I decided to FaceTime her. We've only FaceTimed a couple times, and maybe three times. And she's reached out to me once on her own. I don't know if she was prompted by one of her dads, but she's kind of funny. She takes me into a room and then she sets me down and she likes to play peekaboo. And I think it's going to get time. It takes time, right? But it's interesting how this is part of growing up with a kid now, is teaching him the norms, how to do it. So today I called her knowing she would be around 4:40 p.m. her time, after school, hanging out on the couch, having a snack before dinner. So I rang her iPad, video called, and she answered. And she's like, Uncle Blue, I'm watching Bluey right now. I'm like, oh, that's so cute. So then from there, the text message conversation started. Oh, that's when it started. And they discovered the video. So then I texted her something else, and she was audioing. So then she was really into audioing. So she wanted to send audios. So the first round of audios were just sounds and singing. And then I heard Papa say something like, you can talk, you know. And I was texting her audios back around 10 seconds. And it just was one after another. And it was so funny to hear how they evolved. So I thought you should hear them because they're so wonderful. So here are the evolution of Harvey Rose's first text messages to her Uncle Blue on March 25th, 2024.
Ha ha ha, hoo hoo, hoo hoo. Hey, you know you, and I know
You can just talk. That's your most. So he hearted that.
Hand to Blue, you know what I'm doing? I'm sitting down at the oval table with my papa sitting on the couch, and I love it. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Once I taught a fish a life, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Once I let it go, then yes, I learned it at school. I learned it in music class, and I love it. And you know what? I love. Well, I'm baking cookies with my dad. Well, I'm still sitting down because I'm waiting so much and waiting and waiting and waiting and waiting. Hey, you know what? I wish you can live with On the blue, the tootsies are not done yet. It's still waiting in the oven, but I don't know why. But I wait.
I'm going to interrupt for just a minute because at this point I'd gone into the kitchen to do dishes and my hands were wet. And so when I came back, there were all these messages and she just kept talking about the cookies. Then apparently she started counting the messages because I had not been responding yet. Immediate gratification is going to start early.
And the blue, I gotta go into Tootsies right now because I want to see Tootsies. I better want to eat one, but they're not ready. They're super, super, super hot. And the blue, Toffee's doing all right, but she is sleeping and sleeping and sleeping and sleeping and sleeping and sleeping. And the blue, you know how many texts I sent you? I sent one, two, three, four, five. I sent you five texts.
Five texts. That's a hard word, text. Five texts. Five texts. Five texts. Texts. Five texts. How do you... Good thing I have this new microphone so you can't hear the pop, crack, pop sound. Anyway, thanks for enjoying on the fun. So I've decided, I think a fun thing to do this spring and summer would be in my podcasts. I have lots of cool things that I learn and hear about. And so I'm going to start telling you about them here on the podcast. And then of course, at times I'll direct you maybe to a landing page at my website where you can watch the YouTube videos I'm telling about, see the product I'm telling you about, the album, the book, the blog post. So for today, one of the things I've been thinking about as I've transitioned from winter into spring is the wisdom in taking time to build one's life, one's business, one's art, one's sobriety. That we live in a modern world that caters to artificial intimacy, which we're going to talk about that. I learned that recently from Esther Perel, AI, artificial intimacy. But this modern world caters to immediacy, instant gratification. Even right there with Harvey, I was doing the dishes, so I wasn't right there. And this is her first text thread, and she can see the little bubbles in the text, like, oh, Alexander's right there, Uncle Blue's right there. And then I'm not there, and she's like, where did he go? So, I mean, the systems, the social media, the apps, the touches, all of it is built to create more engagement and connection. And in that comes the propensity for attachment, addiction, compulsivity. And in that, we want things now. We have access to everything. So this idea of patience, of taking time, slowing down to produce and create good, meaningful, heart-forward work, moving from digital spaces to passion places in your house, analog desks where there's just paper and pencils and paint. And so this idea has been really comforting to me and affirming of the work I've been doing. I've been building viral mindfulness since 2008. The first version of this was actually called Quantumlicious, Quantum Hawaiian Retreats. And soon it morphed into Bless Your Virus and this whole coming out with HIV. And really that's what viral mindfulness means, if you don't know, was it in 2013, I realized that HIV was keeping a lot of people from accessing the larger portion, which was I'm teaching about how my life has been informed by this virus. And that in that is this attention towards my life today, this precious life, this one wild, precious life. And in that experience is an opportunity to take it viral, to make it immediate and here today. So building one's everything, life, career, new career, your project, you take your time. You take time and you practice patience. And so I came across this person that I've been following on social medias, and I know him as Righteous Robot. and specifically from Instagram. His name is Julian Curry. And I started noticing him last year because he uses paper and he cuts paper and makes these puppets. He also is an animator and he films these. He puts them into short films like, what is that called? Not catch and release, but you're going to know. And I'm not going to go hunt for it because it's fun to hunt for words. The stop motion, that's what it is. And so I've been watching and being inspired. And then all of a sudden last week, the 1st of March, he launched this film that he's been working on, a 9-minute short film. He's been working on it for 3 years. And the thing that's unique to me with him is that it looks like he's doing other work. So he's making other, he lives in LA, he works, you know, as a freelancer, he does projects for other companies doing ads or short clips, a minute or two of paper puppets, animation. And on the side for 3 years, he's been doing this passion project. Well, as I started digging deeper through the launch of this 9-minute short film, which I'm going to give you the link to watch, and then a spot on CBS, Good Morning America, maybe, they tell you a lot of the behind the scenes and show you. And it's incredible because it's related to his grief. It's related to his father who died. And he put a lot of his emotional construct in the work. And so, wow, it is really great. So you really need to watch it. There's two videos I'm going to link you to. And if you want to, you can just Google Righteous Robot. You're going to watch it on YouTube. That's where it launched for free. I think he got a deal with YouTube to put it on his channel and was compensated for it. And you should read the comments with the YouTube video link. It's so moving. I was so moved. And then the behind the scenes, about 4 minutes with CBS morning show, it gives you insight into why would someone spend 3 years building this, doing all of this on the side and mostly doing it for free until, of course, he needed some crowdfunding money towards the end, which you'll learn all about. So I have them already pasted the links living at my website. All you need to do is head to viralmindfulness.com/March25, which is this episode's date, March 25. I will also put that in the notes, the show notes. So enjoy it and let it inspire you to slow down, to take your time, and to not give up. I think that's the key. For example, in sobriety communities and the work I do with sobriety, for those of you that don't know, I actually work now for a company online called The Luckiest Club, associated with Laura McCowan. I'm a team leader for their online sober sobriety support community. And in that, I lead 4 meetings a week. We have 60 plus meetings. I will drop the link also on that page for you to access if you're interested. And it's a modern recovery community. They focus primarily on alcohol with a desire to get and stay sober. And of course, we talk about other drugs as well, but it's a very simple, modern connection place to explore your relationship to alcohol. And working for them and hearing conversations all week about sobriety, as well as doing my own recovery. I also attend 1 meeting a week for AA. I used to belong to Recovery Dharma, but recently resigned from that position where I was volunteering for 4 years as a co-facilitator for a queer meeting. I will return, I'm sure. I've been thinking about returning to Refuge Recovery, which was another Buddhist program that is out there as well. So often sober people are talking about, you know, the key. Well, I believe this from my own experience as well. You just don't give up. You don't quit. If you use again, if you drink again, if you relapse, pick up, whatever, you just keep staying connected. You keep learning, you keep moving. I think that so often the biggest successful strategy is don't ever give up. And right now I'm dealing with that in regards to my own writing for the memoir. I mean, it's so hard for me, and I don't want to be one of those humans that doesn't finish the draft. And so I have a plan for the spring and summer, and I'll definitely touch base with you here on the podcast about that. But I really wanted you to know about this Righteous Robot. I think his YouTube channel is also called Righteous Robot. It's so wonderful. Let me know. Send me a comment and let me know what you think. And when I say comment, I mean through my website. You can send me a short, Dear Alexander, with a question, a statement, something you're learning along the path, an aha. I love to hear from you. So that's everything I wanted to tell you on the podcast today. The final thing I want to tell you is about Springwise Circles and a piano recital and a weekend silent retreat. So if you want the details, stay posted to my website, viralmindfulness.com/. I'm just checking right now to make sure I have this set up on the back end. I think you can just hit circle. Yeah, just hit circle, and that will take you to the Wise Circle landing page. And from there, you'll see details unfold over the next week. Most likely I'm going to run a Wise Circle for the whole month of May. So it'll be a May of mindfulness. I'll have a piano recital. I'll be selling tiered ticket prices, the weekend of Father's Day. No, that's in June. The weekend of the 19th of May. And also 17th through the 19th. And then, for the first time, I'm going to be offering an online at-home weekend silent retreat. So if you've been wondering, how do I do a silent retreat? Like, how do I be silent? What is noble silence? What is silence? How can I do this at home? Just like everything else in the world now, we can DIY it. We can do it at home. We can do it together on Zoom. We'll start the weekend together. We'll finish the weekend together. And you'll set up your own rules for noble silence or complete silence, depending on the parameters of your immediate environment. So head over to my website. You can add your name to a join waitlist form with telling me what you're interested in. And the minute I have the dates and the payment pages and everything, I will send you an email with that information. So happy new year to me, for all acquainted speak for blue. It's my new year's, I'm here today. And Harvey Rose, she text messaged me a bunch of times, and my heart is so complete. I'll see you next time here on the podcast. Hi, I'm still here. I was just getting ready to publish this, and then I found my notes that there were two things that I had read by authors, which inspired some of my thoughts about taking your time. So I figured, what a great way to end the episode today than with a little bit of prose, a little bit of poetry, and I will perform it for you like I would a monologue, just so it has a little more sort of heart and intention. Okay, so first up, we have Brianna Wiest. You can find her on Spotify. You can find her on Instagram. She has several books. So here is her idea. She says, happiness is something that is gently built. It is what you make ritual within your life, what you allow yourself to get used to. You think of happiness as a constant forward motion, a kind of growing that looks a lot more like reaching, always towards some newer, brighter horizon. Yet, happiness is consistent effort in the same direction. It is the way you strengthen bonds, uncover beauty, and grow to become most comfortable with yourself. It is how you learn to trace the lines of your innermost desires outward into the world, to find within them the pockets where you most belong. It is to live in a way that makes you feel grateful you are here, that affirms how connected you are to something greater, that makes you remember you are working towards something that will one day add up to be more meaningful than all of its parts. End quote. Isn't that gorgeous? Yeah, make ritual in one's life. I love ritual being tied to my hands. Things I do with my hands, things in blood, body, bone, personage. What you allow yourself to get used to. I no longer just tolerate things. I'm very intentional about how I spend my time and with whom. I love the reference to a higher power. I love to think of mine as a deeper, wider one. She's wonderful. And I love the idea in this that as you learn to trace the lines of your innermost desires outward into the world, you will find within them the pockets where you most belong. I love that I've taken the time in my life to figure out what matters to me. And this viral mindfulness has always mattered to me. It has taken different shapes, different forms, version 3.0, version 5.0. But ultimately, it helped me land in a place where I live in 2024, where a majority of the people I hang out with are queer, are diverse, are open. I love it so much. So that was the first one. The second one, this is actually from, I don't know this person. It's just a Sean Einhaus. This is a yoga teacher, also a pro golfer and mind coach. It's really simple. This is how we'll end the episode today. This is Sean Einhaus. Here's the two sentences. Don't rush what you want to last. Take your time with building a life. Good things take much longer than we like to think. Staying committed, consistent, and hopeful while not getting immediate results is a skill that will take you places, good places. I'll see you next time, for real. Bye-bye. Bye-bye. Bye-bye.